You are listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 4.8%. That's how far Walgreens stock rallied Tuesday. The jump came after Reuters reported some news that could be very big, that the company is considering going private. The pharmacy chain has reportedly been in discussions with private equity firms and bankers about a leveraged buyout. That means it would be borrowing money to go private. That would be the biggest leveraged buyout in history. The company has a nearly $56 billion market capitalization and almost $17 billion of debt. That's a steep price tag, and buyouts of that size have been rare since the financial crisis. So there's no guarantee the deal will happen at all. The next number up is $4.7 billion. That's the quarterly revenue that Wall Street expects Qualcomm to report today after the close. That would be a significant decline from last year. It's a critical time for the smartphone chip maker. Last quarter's results disappointed investors and caused a sell-off in the stock. On top of that, global smartphone sales haven't been great for a while. Investors will be watching to see whether Qualcomm is holding onto its strong competitive position in the smartphone chip market. Today's earnings report could also help them get a view of where Qualcomm's customers stand in the hyped-up transition to 5G technology. Our last number is 21%. That's how far shares of Shake Shack fell Tuesday after its latest quarterly report disappointed investors. The fast casual restaurant reported that its same-store sales rose less than expected, and the company's forecast for full-year same-store sales growth fell short of Wall Street's expectations. One reason for the lackluster growth is that Shake Shack has decided to partner exclusively with Grubhub, so customers who use other platforms can't have Shake Shack delivered anymore. But to be fair, investors' expectations for this quarter were very high. Before Tuesday, the stock was up more than 80% for the year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.